Hello to all of the people out there. It is your host with the roast, Burley's. Oh, wait, no, that's not mine. I can't use that. Hey, guys. It's your boy, Rhymestyle. My name's not Rhymestyle. Oops. Good mythical more. Oh, wait. That's Red and Link. Never mind. Let's try this one last time. Hello to all of the magical, mythical musicians out there. Or, like I would say, the Triple M Gang. I am your host, Ethan Kearney, and this is Ivory Discussions. Woo, yeah. Studio audience claps. Clap, 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 clap. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So this is my first time actually doing a podcast or sitting and talking to myself in my room at a desk with a blue microphone. Pretty sad, isn't it? Yeah, but it's not sad because I know there are a lot of people listening, right? Yes, you're listening. Okay. So I'm not talking to myself. All right. So this is the first ever episode of Ivory Discussions. So just to basically give a rundown of everything, like I said, once again, my name is Ethan Kearney. I'm a pianist, actually, and I am someone who likes to talk about music a lot. I basically make my mom's ears bleed because I'm always talking about the piano, or I'm always talking to her about music theory, or all of the above, you know, anything musical. Or like, oh man, that guy really did that run really cool. And, you know, my mom doesn't play an instrument. So it's like, Ethan, stop talking to me. But, you know, so like I said, I am a pianist. I'm 18 years old. I go to Georgia State University and I am a music education major. Currently, I am going into my sophomore year or maybe my sophomore year. Because, you know, credits are funky and music majors, like, they give us really weird credit hours stuff. So who knows, really? I might just still be a freshman with almost sophomore hours. I mean, who really knows? I just know that I'm in my second year, so we'll just see how this goes. Anyway, so I am a student at Georgia State University, and I said I play piano. I have been playing for about 2 to 4. So, you know, you do the math. 2 to 4 to 18. You know, it's been over a decade now. So I've been doing this pretty much because my grandma is a pianist. Get a load of this. My dad is a pianist. Watch this. My grandpa's a pianist. On my dad's side, his dad was a pianist. His brother was a pianist. So just on my dad's side alone, that's my dad, my grandfather, my great uncle, and my great grandfather. Just on that side. Then, like I said, I play the piano. My grandma plays the piano. And my grandpa on my mom's side plays the trumpet. So it's a lot of music. There's literally no way that I couldn't play an instrument. It'd kind of be weird if I didn't play anything. I can also play the drums. I've been playing the drums about the same amount of time for about, I would probably say more of when I was 4, because you can't really play the drums when you're 2. Like, you know, I mean, you're too small to do that. Can't even really, I mean, you can walk, but you can barely walk. You're like, wobbling. Anyway, so yeah, pretty much I've been playing for a long time. I guess a couple of things that would promote my credibility, I guess, because I mean, why would you want to hear somebody talk about music when they know nothing about it? But luckily I do. So your boy is a part of a group. Well, not right now. We're kind of like a spaced out group, but we're called Ace. And in our high school years, especially senior year, we were really on our most active track. And within that year, we played at Lee Street Park in Clayton County. Oh, I also forgot to mention that I am from Atlanta, Georgia. But back to what I was saying. So we played at Lee Street Park for a teacher appreciation day for Clayton County. We played for two brunches, one in November, one in December. And there were Jamaican dignitaries there. Like the ambassador from the United States to Jamaica was there. And I'm not going to kid you wrong. Like, I really thought in my head it was going to be some dark-skinned black man. But when the lady walked in, I was so shook. I was like, this is a light-skinned lady. I was like, this is completely different from what I thought she was going to look like. I misgendered her, I guess. But anyway, so that was really fun. The second time we played, the Jamaican senator was there. And he actually was a black, dark man. So, you know, it was a really cool experience. And we were sitting there and people were giving out thousands of dollars and stuff like that. And also, what I've done in my senior year of high school, well, actually twice, I did it in my junior year. And my senior year, I played in the pit at my school because we would have musicals. I went to a performing arts high school, Martha Ellen Stilwell School of the Arts, and it's a fairly new school. My junior year, I was second piano, and the senior year, I played for a chorus line, and I was the primary pianist, and that was extremely stressful, but I did it. So there's that. Another thing I'm very proud of is during my junior year of high school, I got to the semifinals of the Governor's Honors Program, which basically puts you at the top 1% of the whole state of Georgia in whatever you're doing, whether it be art, whether it be social studies, I don't even know, breathing, because it was so many things, so many subjects. It was so many sub-subjects, like subcategories of things. It was a lot of stuff. But I was in the top 1% for a piano. I didn't make it to the final round, which is basically just going to the college of the Governor's Honors Program's choosing. Like, they would choose a different college every set of years for students to go and promote their talents or whatnot. So excuse me. So I didn't make it there, but like I said, I was in the top 1% of the state. I am primarily, well, I'm going to school for classical piano. I listen to a lot of different genres. Currently, I'm listening to more of like that neo soul type of music, that R&B. My favorite pianist is Robert Glasper, and he does a fusion of jazz and hip hop. He's like puts them together. So he's worked with a lot of people like Jill Scott, Ledisi, what's his name? Music Soul Child, Layla Hathaway, like a whole bunch of people. He worked on a Kendrick album, To Pimp a Butterfly. I can't say the name of the song on this podcast because it is not family friendly, and we are trying to keep this podcast family friendly. So he's done a lot of things. So that's kind of like the guy, my go-to guy to listen to. Also, I like to listen to a little bit of hip hop. Like, I like, I guess, more melodic rappers, because I like Lil Uzi Vert and I like Post Malone, you know, those type of guys. And I'm starting to figure out that DaBaby is really good at rapping. Like, I didn't realize he was that good. That's a side note. But also, I like jazz. I was in the jazz band at my school. Oh, I also write my own music. That kind of relates, because in my jazz band, I had to write a composition for the whole band. So when I write, sometimes it'll sound like some video game music when I'm using Logic Pro, or if I'm just sitting down writing my own music, just like actually handwriting it, it'll sound really orchestral or whatnot. So, you know, it's R&B is something that I'm kind of leaning into, like contemporary R&B, because I've listened to the older Jill Scott, Erykah Badu stuff. Like, they're, I guess they'd be neo soul. Either way, it's like, whatever they are, you know, I listen to that old stuff. I'm just trying to broaden my horizons, you know, listen to other music. And I feel like this podcast will give me the opportunity to do that. Because if I get, well, it's not viewer interaction because nobody can see me, but audience participation will help me to do better in broadening my horizons. I also like to listen to gospel sometimes. My grandma's primarily a gospel musician. And like I said, classical is kind of my thing. That's my niche, you know. I can play a mean classical piece, you know. I like Rachmaninoff. Mozart is kind of like a Bach. He's intense. He's like, you have to focus to play his music. Chopin is my favorite pianist as far as classical music. So I guess if I were to say, going through the genres, I would kind of say that Chopin is my favorite classical composer because he is just, his music is sweet in the sense of you can feel the emotion coming from him, whether it's aggression or it's passion or whatnot, or it's very stout, you know, when he has certain pieces like a Polonaise or whatnot. Like I said, for jazz, I don't really have a specific person. I kind of get on different trains at different times. It's kind of like sometimes I listen to a lot of Coltrane, or sometimes I'll listen to a lot of Herbie Hancock, or I'll listen to Oliver Nelson sometimes. I like that song, Patterns. It's a really cool song. And Stolen Moments is a good one too. I know those are mainstream, but they're actually pretty good to me. Like Patterns is good because it's very clever. Like it's literally a pattern. I mean, duh, but like it's literally a pattern. Like it's going up in minor thirds, but as major seven chords. So it's like really cool. And I like Snarky Puppy. You know, I liked them before they were mainstream. Like the first album I heard from them was Tell Your Friends. And that's a good album. That's what got me into Snarky Puppy, because my dad bought it. And like I said, Robert Glasper is kind of like my neo-soul guy, because he plays with everybody, plays for everybody and all that stuff like that. I listen to pop too. Ariana Grande has some bops. And Ellie Goulding is like a sleeper. Like she puts out some music, then she disappears. And then she might come back and like throw out another banger. Like that song, that new one with Swae Lee, I think that's how you say his name, Close to Me. Yeah, that's a banger. That's a banger. I'm not really a Khalid fan. His voice is just like, to me. He doesn't make bad music, but then again, is it really him? Like, he could have really good producers rather than he's the one sitting down and playing the chords and coming up with the melodies. Because as I've been in school, I've started to realize that a producer and the artist themselves, and even down to the musicians, everybody's not the producer. Like, the producer is the one that puts everything together. You know, because me personally, I don't consider myself a producer, because I can't sit down and combine all these things together and make them sound really good. Like I don't know how to get a sample, cut it and filter it to where it sounds different than where it came from, you know? So I'm starting to realize that there's a process, like it's a collaboration between different people in order to make a song. Because I used to think that when somebody created a song that it was just them, but it's really not at all. It's probably not even them writing the song. And I'll give my opinion about ghostwriters and stuff like that, but that's another topic for another day. I also wanted to say, on this channel, it won't always be just me. I would hope that one of my classmates is on board enough to consistently be a co-host. I'm not going to say the name because then I don't want to put it out there, and then that's not the person who comes up and, you know, does this with me. So hopefully everything works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, if it does, it does. Also, I'm going to do interviews of different artists, and I know at least one or two people who are kind of entrepreneurs and that are around my age. I'm trying to interview people that are from different backgrounds. There will be something different about each person. So if I have two pianists on here, they're going to be from two distinctly different worlds. Like, I was planning on having one of my professors, well, two of my professors. One of them is a jazz pianist, then one of them is a classical pianist. So I was going to interview them both to see how things work out, you know, what their different paths are. So that's a little foreshadowing. It's not even foreshadowing, basically telling. We'll see what happens, you know. Like I said, I'll have at least one or two business people, but with the others, I'll have different types of performers. We'll just see. We'll just see. I do have a list of people that I am ready to interview, but it'll be on a monthly basis. So I'm not going to put that out every week. And since I'm talking about what I'm going to put out, I am pretty sure that I'm going to have this podcast every week. It might be more than once a week, but at least it'll be once a week. Unless things get super duper busy at school, and then I don't know what will happen, you know. So I have about a month until school starts. So we'll see how many of these I get done, and then just sporadically post them as I said I will. And so hopefully that'll be at least a good 5 to 10 episodes, including this one. So we'll see how everything works out. That is it. So I hope to see you on the next installment of Ivory Discussions. Once again, I have been your host, Ethan Kearney, and I hope you have a marvelously magical day.